chopping down the tree with the meanest of intentions, the steadiest of hands. Half my age, half my size, I swear he's twice the man. I'm in and out of consciousness, in and out of grace, in and out of favor with the people in this place. I'm in a Harajuku traffic jam, trying to pick a tune, while Dylan strums a Gibson by the Tokyo Blues. Shinjuku got my number to set the town alight. It's beating like a taiko drum and calls me to the night. Faster than the Shinkansen, it's cooler than the breeze. Climb so close to heaven, but it's hell upon my knees. I'm up and down the elevator, up and down the stair, up and down these alleyways, not getting anywhere. I asked her for directions, she looked at me confused, and pointed past the train line by the Tokyo Blues. I'm a fool. I took a little poison from a little bag of tricks. I fell down seven times that night and only stood up six. I'm in and out of money, in and out of time, in and out of trouble as I walk along the line. If you want it, you can find it, but no matter what you choose, it's gonna leave you stranded with the Tokyo Blues.
Beagle on 89.5 Valley FM, and we are fortunate to be joined on the line by the man himself, Lloyd. How are you?
Good, mate. How you been?
I'm not too shabby for an old fella. Thanks for asking. What have you been up to?
It's been, well, I'm sort of just slowly coming out of the forced darkness, as as many of us are in the music business, and luckily for me, I've you know, spend quite a bit of that time refreshing my show. So we've been working really, really hard rehearsing a new show for everybody.
Well, you are here tomorrow night, and I was going to ask you about that. But firstly, you're up here with a trio. Can you tell me about that? How do you guys get together?
Well, Tim Burnham has been playing drums on and off for me for many years. You know, I do solo tours, and then I do a duo tour, and I do solo tours, then a duo tour. And Lisa Baird, who's a magnificent trombone player, I mean, she's actually professionally fluent on probably a dozen instruments, but she's playing her first instrument, trombone, and backing vocals with us. Lisa's actually my partner and has been my partner for a number of years. And over the lockdown time, we realized that we kind of like spending time together. So we thought, well, how can we make that work more often? And she joined the show. I mean, Lisa's been on my albums over the years and has just never had an opportunity to tour with us. So we've just, you know, pulled a few circus tricks to make that work. And what it's really done is added layers to the show that we never had before. You know, Lisa being a highly trained musician and Tim and I basically being musical thugs who just make a big racket. You know, being able, you know, Tim and I have always been very groove-based and so my show's been very groove-based.
Yeah.
And Lisa's added an element that wasn't really there before and a melodic line. And I think one of the important things is being able to sit back and say, right, there's a bunch of songs that I wrote and recorded and never thought of again because you couldn't perform them as a two-piece on stage convincingly. We've been able to revisit some of those songs and say, well, with an extra set of lungs and an extra set of hands, we're able to pull off a bunch of songs that I've never been able to perform before. So it's been really fun and exciting and just a super high-energy show. Well, I've been used to touring solo so often over the past few years that, you know, having that big noise on stage has been really, really enjoyable. I did spend a fair chunk of my time during the lockdowns at the guitar company inventing myself a new guitar, which I'm super excited about. And it's basically an electric guitar, bass guitar, and acoustic guitar all in one. So we're sounding bigger than ever. And you know, I'm hoping that people will feel like tapping their feet.
I'm pretty sure they will. You've answered about six of my questions in one go. Thank you for that.
I've got a habit of doing that. You know, I spent 2 years not talking to anybody.
How deep in your back catalogue do you go for the show?
We've focused pretty heavily on the last three albums, looking to actually do a live version of those albums for a recording early next year. I like to do a kind of a live album every few years to kind of mark different sections of my career. And the past three albums, while we still play a bunch of the earlier stuff as well, the last three albums were really kind of this unexpected trilogy that I put together and definitely is an era of my career and moving on to new things with this trio. We'd like to be able to mark those previous three records as an era in my life. So we're working pretty hard on that, as well as writing new songs and looking for a studio album in the middle of next year. So we're going to have a very busy 2023.
Oh, fantastic. I think the last time we spoke was just after Cut and Run was released.
I remember that discussion. I think I was sitting in my car outside my kid's house trying to get picked and quiet for 5 minutes.
Indeed you were. I'd forgotten that, but yes.
I dare say I'm doing the same thing now, but you know, it's hard to find, but Lisa and I have five kids between us, so it is quite difficult to find that space, and sometimes the car is the haven for interviews.
Well, Lloyd, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We will look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the German Club, you and Lisa together. Have you been touring together for long?
Well, I guess since we started getting back on the road, we've probably done 50-odd shows with this trio now and played a lot of regional centres and major cities over the past 6 months. And it's going to be, and then next year we've got Canada and Europe and the United States and Japan and a whole bunch going on. So it looks like we're stuck together for a while.
And it sounds like next year is going to be huge for you.
It'll be a lot of fun. And look, I got to say that getting to the Harmony is really great, because we've been, I think we had to cancel this show 3 or 4 times. And so to finally be making it up there is going to be well worth the trip. And I hope to see all of the Capitals Blues fans out.
I think you pretty much will. Thanks, Lloyd. I will see you tomorrow night, I reckon.
See you there.
Someone sweet old angel child going to Chicago. Now, baby, don't you wanna go? You don't wanna make it, but your sister said she'd love to go. Chicago. Now, baby, don't you wanna go? You don't wanna make it, but your sister said she'd love to go. Wake up, mama, and turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, and turn your lamp down low. And say you won't do nothing, baby. You know you won't do nothing, baby. Do nothing, baby. Just wanna keep me from your dog. Thank you. Good evening.